You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Okay, first order of business is somehow I've got to lower expectations here because, in a few minutes, you all are all going to be saying, that guy really was not as good as Dr. Brown said that he was, okay? So that's the first order of business. But I do want to say that in my world, Kevin and Maria Brown are rock stars, okay? Yes, please. And I'm just so glad they got a better round of applause than the mention of spring break did a few minutes ago. Did you notice that? I mean, Greg said spring break, spontaneous applause, you know? Okay, enjoy spring break. You're almost there. I'm standing in the way of you getting to spring break, and I understand that. And by the way, Kevin's introduction to me, you'll be glad to know, is actually longer than my remarks are going to be this morning. I love what I'm doing now. I really enjoyed what I was doing for four decades, working in higher education, two institutions, Ouachita Baptist University in Arkansas and then Samford University in Birmingham. A great life. And then I got to the time that I knew that it was time to retire. And so I made that announcement, and I slept for 5 weeks. It's true. I slept for 5 weeks. I did not realize I'd been preaching to people about sleep deprivation and all those things, and I did not realize that I was seriously sleep deprived. And so I learned how to sleep again, and then the phone started ringing, and people were saying, can you come help us with this or that or the other? And so right now, I'm in a phase of life where I'm on about 20 planes a month. I've averaged about 20 planes a month for the last 2 years, and I've been on more than 40 campuses. I am miserably failing retirement, okay? But one of the things that I'm enjoying doing the most right now is working with this Christian College Consortium, 13 colleges that are all the way from New York and Massachusetts all the way to California and to Oregon and Washington. And so I have this wonderful contact with a wide range of people, and I'm loving all of that. But I'm especially loving being at Asbury today because this is a precious place. And so thank you for the invitation to be here. A few years ago, while I was still president at Samford, one day, I think it was in September, our registrar came into my office and he had his assistant with him who plans commencement. And we always had a winter commencement ceremony in December, okay? So they came into my office and they said, well, we've got some news for you. The good news is we've got more graduates than we had anticipated. And it means that all their families can't fit into the auditorium for just one commencement service. So we're going to have two on commencement day. And the other complicating factor is we have already committed the auditorium to a local group for a performance of the Nutcracker at 2:00 that afternoon. Yeah. So that means that we're going to have two commencement ceremonies. We got to clear the auditorium. We got to clear the parking lot in between, and then we got to clear everything in order for the people with the Nutcracker to be into the auditorium no later than 1:00 p.m., which means, Mr. President, that you're going to have to find a commencement speaker to speak not once but twice, and they can't possibly talk for more than 7 minutes. And I said, who can I flatter into saying, hey, come to Samford, be our commencement speaker. You got to repeat it, and you can't talk more than 7 minutes. And our registrar looked at me, and he said, we've discussed that, and we have come to the understanding of who our commencement speaker needs to be, and it's you. So I accepted the assignment, and then I realized it's a lot harder to give a 7-minute speech than it is, you know, when Dr. Brown stands up and speaks, well, as you saw just a little bit ago, I mean, he talks 20 minutes, right? Every time that he opens his mouth, he's talking 20 minutes. College presidents tend to do that. We talk a lot. We have a lot of opportunities. But when you're given the task of saying something significant in a few minutes, you got to stop and think about that. So I did. I thought and I prayed and I determined that the most important lesson that I had learned in life was to respect everyone. Pretty simple, right? Respect everyone. Very significant lesson. So I built a 7-minute speech. Actually, it was 6 minutes and 52 seconds. A speech, a commencement speech, just around that thing. And I gave it. And then afterwards, our marketing people do what marketing people do, and they put it out there on social media, and, you know, it went viral. Like 7 or 8 people watched it. It was amazing. Actually, a few more than that. It truly went viral. And so I was hearing from people, you know, that I went to high school with and hadn't heard from in years, and they were saying, you know, things like, yeah, so the speech, and man, you're not aging very well, you know, that, you know, nice things, encouraging things like that. Heard from a lot of people that I hadn't heard from in a long, long time. But I had a day job, and so I didn't think about it a lot. And then a few days later, I was in the Atlanta airport catching another flight. You know, if you live in Birmingham, Alabama, you go to Atlanta to go anywhere else, okay? So I was catching another flight. And I was in between, and, you know, I don't know how you are at airports, but I'm pretty focused. And if there's somebody kind of, you know, they're drifters on those concourses, and, you know, they should walk in a straight line. They really should. But I could see this couple kind of drifting over toward me, and then I realized that they were aiming for me, and the wife in particular. And she says, you're the respect person. And I looked at her, and I thought, okay, this is going to be interesting. And she said, I watched the speech. Somebody in my church sent it to me, and I watched the speech. And I made him watch it. She pointed at her husband, and he's shaking his head like, yeah, she made me watch it. And she says, it was really good, and you're at, and I said, Sanford? And she said, that's right. So I didn't think much about it. I went on to my next plane, and then the next week, I'm back in the Atlanta airport, and I'm switching planes, and had just a minute, so I stopped in the restroom, and then I'm standing there washing my hands, and I'm one of those people, I don't like to be too close to people, you know, that I don't know. And so I was aware that at the sink next to me, there was a person, and it seemed that they were just lingering there, you know? And so I'm washing my hands, and I keep washing my hands, and, you know, my fingers are getting wrinkled because I'm standing there washing my hands so long. And finally, I think, well, I'm going to bring this to an end. And so I was about to reach up for a towel, and this hand comes over in front of me and gives me 2 towels. And I turned to the person, and it was the custodian in that restroom. And he said to me, respect everyone. I saw the speech. And suddenly, everything about that for me changed. I can't remember what I said to that gentleman in response. I hope what I said was appropriate. But I remember then, as I was walking out, he said, have a blessed day. And so I cried all the way to my gate for the next plane. because I'm recognizing I am not that good. What began as a claim, people writing in saying, great speech, lady stopping me in the airport to talk about how good it was, and then this custodian reminded me that I am a sinner saved by the grace of God through relationship with Jesus Christ, and I am not that good. So a claim became brokenness in my life as I recognized that. There is a scripture passage that helped me then and still helps me. Matthew 11, 28 through 30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I moved from a claim to brokenness. And then I began to see the burden that was placed on my own life to live it out in such a way that I would truly respect every single person that I encountered. That turned into tremendous opportunity. Now, Asbury, why have I burned up your Friday before spring break with that story? It's because it has direct implications for you. Because for the rest of your lives, including when you are 80, and you are making your way in the world, and someone will see your Asbury luggage tag on a suitcase in an airport, or they will see your Asbury diploma on the wall, or they will read the name Asbury on your resume, or they will casually say, where did you go to college? And you'll say Asbury. You know the reaction that will happen for the rest of your lives. Someone will say, the outpouring. They will say, the outpouring. Mine was, respect everyone. Yours is the outpouring. And if you are like me, and I suspect there are a lot in this room like me on this point, you may think, I am not that good. That was a Holy Spirit thing. I was blessed to be there. I am not that good. I cannot truly live all that out the way that I want to. Remember Matthew 11, 28 through 30 in that moment. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will help you through the guidance of the Holy Spirit to live into that part of your life. Asbury received the acclaim that needed to happen for a remarkable moment, for a remarkable period of time. It became brokenness. It is a burden, and it is an opportunity for every single moment of your lives. Make the most of it under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunities that we have here this morning. Father, we thank you for loving us in ways beyond anything that we can comprehend. Father, guide these students as they become alums, as they move out into the world. Help them to realize the full potential of the opportunity that they have been given because they were here. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.